Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Oh, good morning. Here we are, the Thursday. Not the Thursday. I've got Thursday on my mind, you guys. Dixie here at 1100 KNZZ AM, 92.7 FM. And we are a podcast, and Mark's at the controls, and I have two special guests about this time every year. Usually it's before Thanksgiving, because of our association with this group in regards to gingerbread contest and showcase. And you knew I would get the gingerbread contest and showcase in here today. Of course I would, which is going to be December 4th, early chicken the 3rd, and we'll talk more about that. But and so I was going to say this is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, but since I've got that Thursday on my mind, and then, you know, I really do have gingerbread infusion in my brain right now, thinking about the fact that 2 weeks from today is the gingerbread contest and showcase and the whole Palisade old-fashioned Christmas. I got to tell you, it's a lot. We're working hard, but it's all for good, and everybody's so looking forward to it. And we are having it. Yay. We made a few tweaks in what you... Now, is it Sarius or Sarus? Say that
Cerise.
Again. Here, you got to get close to the mic. Oh, yep. You remember that.
Cerise Garcia.
Cerise. I call you Sarius, Cerise, you know.
I want
you right in front of the mic there.
Yep, I hear
okay.
it all.
Okay. There, good girl. You remember what we told you, and everybody listening, we always tell our guests, don't be afraid of the mic. Love the mic.
Okay.
And you have been coming for many years to this show, bringing us the latest greatest, which I emptied my bowl that you brought us from Qdoba.
You did. That's
yes.
a good sign.
Now district manager, Sirius?
Cerise.
Why can't I? Sir. Here, I've got it. Sir. Okay.
Cerise. There. Yeah, there you go.
I wrote it down, Cerise. How long have you been with Qdoba?
14 years.
Well, you look like you're just a little older than 14, so how's that happen?
Right, yep. I started with the company in 08, mm-hmm. and I was 14 at the time, so got to do the math, but I'm 28 now, and I'm still loving it.
And district manager.
District manager, yep. I have 7 in my region.
Seven locations?
Yes.
So that is, you've got three here,
I have
right?
four here four. Because of Fruita.
That's right.
Yep, Montrose, Glenwood Springs, and Steamboat. It's beautiful out there right now.
Oh, I'll bet Steamboat. It is. Mm-hmm. I'll bet it is. And when you started at 14, what did you do?
I was actually a line server until I was tall enough to reach the grill and cook.
And it was legal at
14.
It was 14.
Legal, yes.
Right.
It was legal. So just kept working my way up and, you know.
So, of course, you received training over the years.
I did. Actually, I became one of the trainers at a very young age.
There.
I achieved a couple of the training store statuses in Montrose and Clifton and then soon enough Rimrock. So at some point in my career, I was actually where other locations would go to my store to train, you know,
wow.
for their locations.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been an adventure.
Cerise,
fun.
Cerise, the district manager, and I said your name correctly.
You did. You're awesome.
Well, let's not talk about how long it takes me. And every year I go, okay, now let's see. How do
let's
I say her
this.
Name?
It's okay. It's unique.
So what else keeps you busy?
We definitely just have a lot of local events going on.
Yes, you do.
We
don't
do.
You?
We're dealing a lot with CMU right now. We're getting back into the district. We just want to do a quick shout out to all the nurses and doctors who've just,
thank you
know, you. It's been a rough,
absolutely
rough year and a half, almost 2 years. So we definitely, anything that we can do, we've been really involved in like the nurses appreciation lunches and
terrific.
Dinners. And we offer, you know, the box lunches that are super easy and convenient, and you just picking up your own box, so you can go back to your desk. You can go back to, you know, your clients as you,
there you
eat.
There you go. And
safe.
And it's great for Zooming, because who wants to cook while you're Zooming, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and that's why we have curbside. We have online ordering.
See, there you go.
Yes, we offer a lot for every kind of aspect in your life. If you just tired, you want to get something on the way home, you can, you know, tell your boss, hey, yeah, I need 10 minutes. I'm going to go put my order in, pick it up on your way home.
And you have choices for everyone, which I like. You know, if you're, you know, on a special diet, you've got the information there, the nutritional information, mm-hmm, so people can follow that. And you can select what you want. And so it's a win-win for everybody. And the quality is so good.
Thank you.
You know, it's... I don't think you can even, you can't call this fast food. I don't think.
It's fast casual, but I will say
fast
that
casual.
Our recipes are just expanding and getting better and healthier. We got a new chef in-house.
Oh, really?
Chef Katie came from the Food Network.
No.
She did.
Chef Katie.
Yes, Chef Katie.
I have to look her up because
yep,
I
so
I
Chef
bet
Katie
you,
came from the Food Network, and she's really into allergy, she's into, you know, gluten-free items, she's into healthier items, she's into the cravings. And so we have something called Flavor Bar, where we just introduce our pickled onions,
which are very good.
Thank
you.
They are amazing.
Now, okay, so she was on Food Network.
She was, and we ended up...
And where was she living when you found her?
She was out in California. She's based out in California.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She goes to Mexico and she does a podcast for Qdoba on a monthly basis. Always bringing back new flavors.
Oh, okay. So they could check her out.
Definitely.
Qdoba's?
If you go to Qdoba.com, it'll have the podcast towards the bottom. That they'll be able to link on and
interesting.
Just see what we have coming
up. You just keep upping the bar on your product.
We do. We try to stay competitive and delicious.
Exactly. And because of that, you hire other people to help you make sure you get the word out, right?
We do.
And who might that be?
Her name is Adrienne.
Come here, Adrienne, over here. And Adrienne,
yes,
you are a local girl.
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty
Yes, yes. And a hardworking one.
Yeah. You could say that.
One of those still going to school, mm-hmm, at, where are you going?
Mesa, CMU. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is your degree going to be in?
Exercise science.
Exercise science. Yeah, very good. But here you are in marketing for Qdoba.
Yeah.
How did you come about to that?
Oh, gosh. So I actually, right after I graduated high school, started working as a line server for Cerise in 2015.
There's another line server.
Yeah. I worked there for a year, and then I had my daughter, and Cerise and I just stayed in contact pretty much, you know, a little bit here and there. And you're just going to school. I got so busy. I was looking for kind of a more flexible job.
Sure.
And then I saw a post Cerise put on Facebook, mm-hmm, and I also saw some of the guys I worked with at the Qdoba on Rimrock at a job fair at Mesa.
Oh, okay.
And so I caught up with them. I saw Cerise's post, and I touched base with her, and then we just kind of, from there, it happened really quick. So.
Well, congratulations to
it's
you.
It's been really fun.
Yeah, it certainly shows initiative on your part, and that makes for a good employee, I assume. Okay. Yes, yeah. Yes, we know that. And you are hiring, right?
Yeah.
In the Fruta location.
Where we're hiring more.
Okay, all right. That's good. So what are some of the things you're doing now in marketing for Qdoba? What's some of the projects you're helping to promote?
Sure. So it depends on the store. I do, our Clifton location needs more like catering help. So I go around to a lot of the businesses around.
Oh, okay.
There.
So you're in marketing, but really you're also in employment recruitment as well,
yeah,
which I guess you can consider part of marketing because you service your customers well.
Mm-hmm.
I got the signal from the man across from me, Mr. Mark, and that, you know what that means? That means we're going to need to take a commercial break. So before you get into something else here, we will get ready to do that. But I love this opportunity that Qdoba gives young people, whether you're going to continue with the company, whether you don't realize you're going to continue with the company, like Cerise, met her for so long ago, just a child and these kinds of stories are really encouraging to hear and to see that there's a lot of opportunities and you never know where those opportunities might come from.
Yeah.
When we come back, is our 30 seconds up yet? Okay, wind it up. When we come back, we'll tell you about a new dish at Qdoba. It is delicious.
At Turner Toyota, now's the time to trade. 4Runners and Tacoma pickups are arriving daily. RAV4 and Highlander all-wheel drives are inbound too. Now's the time to trade. Turner Toyota needs your trade-in, so they're paying too much for 4x4 pickups and SUVs. The easiest way to trade is right on your phone at turnertoyota.com. You can drive home today and make no payments till next year. If you've got to get a new Toyota and you've got to get a great deal, you've got to get to Turner Toyota in Montrose right now.
Habla español.
Hi, this is Dave Herkamp with ProSpace Interiors here in Grand Junction. ProSpace has been serving the office furniture needs of local businesses for over 45 years. Our experienced sales and design staff can assist you in selecting the right office furniture from over 50 manufacturers. And our professional installation crews will get the job done right. So, for your next office project, big or small, give the pros at ProSpace a call at 242-7575 or online at prospace.biz.
Hi, I'm Bill Needham, and I'm pleased to welcome Anna Cruz, the newest member of the Home Buyer and Sales team at RE/MAX 4000. I like to have people on my team who are committed to the care and needs of each of our clients. Anna is a focused, detail-oriented person who will go out of her way to make sure you're taken care of from start to finish and that everything is done right. Anna is just another benefit to the Home Buyer and Sales team because we take the worry out of the home selling and buying process. Call us at 256-7200.
Scotties, this is Jake.
Captain Cook.
How many times do
Captain,
I...
Captain, visibility is a big concern.
Sounds like you need to get into Scotties for some new wiper blades. We'll clear things up so you can see everything on your journey.
Oh, and she needs to be ready for the winter driving ahead.
We'll take a look at your lights, battery, make sure the coolant fluids are topped off. Plus, make sure the tires are good and the heating system is top-notch for your holiday travel, especially when you go see Grandma.
Aye, she will appreciate it too.
We know she will.
Bring it on down, Scotties, your complete car care center.
Your home is your haven, and the perfect window treatments can make it feel even more special this holiday season. Hi, this is Patty from Ambassador Blind & Shutter, here to share details on the Hunter Douglas Season of Style Savings Event. Now through December 6th, you can save big with generous rebates on shades that beautifully transform the light in your home. Don't wait to shop the Hunter Douglas Season of Style Savings Event now through December 6th. Limitations and restrictions apply. Ask for details. Visit ambassadorblindandshutter.com.
Are you in need of a primary care provider? Community Hospital has an extensive primary care network with several providers accepting new patients. We have 6 locations in the Grand Valley to better serve you and your family. Our goal is to provide the very best health care possible. We offer a full range of primary care services for the entire family, including adult care, infants, pediatrics and adolescents, senior care, and same-day acute care appointments. If you or someone you know is looking for a primary care provider, we've got you covered. Call us today at 263-2600.
Inflate your understanding with Glenn Beck.
I go to the gas station and I just tell the guy, do you know what my house is worth now? And they give me more gas.
Weekday mornings at 7, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And I am back with our special guest from Qdoba. Of course, you guys, if you've stuck with us all these years, you know that Qdoba always, and you know, this is kind of my way of putting pressure on certain people that they'll have to say yes for next year. What do you think of that?
This is true.
Cerise.
But we love it.
My gosh, this little girl came, I call you a little girl when you came on the show, and now district manager. When I called you and I said, it's gingerbread time, and we have, you know, that group category that you guys sponsor with a taco party for your 20, and then you do a thing for the 10, and then one for 5. They love it. They just love. Oh, of course, why
options,
wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They, you know, they can say, we're having a party, and we're not doing anything. And so welcome, because who doesn't like Qdoba? And we've been talking about, you now have a chef, a bona fide chef from the Food Network.
Correct.
And Katie, what's Katie's last name?
Velquez.
Okay.
Yep.
Chef Katie. And I tell you, I have tasted one of your new dishes. Tell us about this dish.
It is a honey Cholula chicken mac and queso bowl.
Yes.
So we now are serving our 3 cheese queso with these special noodles that just, you know.
I love those noodles.
Yes. Yeah. They're just the perfect size.
And it clings to those twisty noodles, the sauce.
Yeah. And so it's just savory. It's very hearty, mm-hmm. but we're offering it in kids' meals. We're offering it as a base in a burrito bowl. Whoa. I think it pairs really well with our honey Cholula chicken and our smoked brisket.
And look at the choices you have. And this mac and cheese is, it has that snap to it. And the chicken, perfectly done. Well, let's put it this way, guys. We fixed up a bowl, so I want to take a picture. And, Mark's going to laugh. He thinks I leave my phone on or I forget my phone. Well, today I forgot my phone because I was taking a picture of what I wanted to post on my Facebook page. And I get here, and of course, I've forgot. So I said, we have to put the bowl together. So you'll take the picture and you'll send it to me. So then when I get home, I can post it on the Facebook page. And it was a decent sized bowl. And I said, well, I'll just take a couple bites. I should taste it before I go on because it's not nice to eat on the radio. And the bowl is pretty empty.
It's gone. That's great.
The chicken is delicious. And the mac, I loved it because, of course, hey, I'm bohemian. I, of course, love carbohydrates and pasta. it wasn't so soupy. I don't know how to describe.
Thick and creamy,
and it sticks to the mac. Mm-hmm. This is a new way to have your mac and cheese, and it's a great way. Mac and cheese is always and it's exploded over mm-hmm. the last few years, but it's always been a favorite of everybody's, I think. Mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's a comfort food.
It is.
We just threw a twist on it.
Yes. And boy, what a twist you put on it. And then you this morning you put you had some goat cheese and
we had the cotija cheese. Yes. Uh-huh. It's like a Mexican cheese. It's a salty parmesan. We had our fresh pico de gallo.
Yes.
We had our new pickled onions.
Excellent.
Yep. We make those fresh in-house every day, as well as our pickled jalapenos.
Wonderful idea. And you guys, you know, with Qdoba, like I said before, you can eat, you know, whatever rings your bell.
Yeah.
You can have, because if you go, well, I got to watch it, so I better not have a tortilla. You can have a bowl. Right. And you can be selective. Your menu is great. Check out your menu at your website.
Qdoba.com.
Right. Oh, boy, that's hard to remember. You know, sometimes those website addresses, you go on and on and on and mm-hmm. on. And so that's good. I like that. Qdoba.com. So this is one of your new dishes. Tell us what's happening now.
We also just rolled out with a taco kit. So imagine a big platter, mm-hmm. just a one-piece platter, and it has our cheese, guacamole, fresh pico, pickled onions for your toppings.
Perfect.
Yep, lettuce, and then we offer...
Everything.
We offer flour tortillas with it, corn tortillas.
And I
like
that.
You can choose your protein, chicken, steak, pork, or brisket, as well as chips and salsa. And we can have it done in 45 minutes.
Well, you know what? On the day before Thanksgiving, what are people busy doing? Making the pumpkin pies, cooking up the cranberries. Yes, you guys, I bought as many cranberries as I usually do. And you know how many that is. One per guest. One bag per guest. But you're busy doing all those things. Getting the potatoes ready so you can cook them in the morning. And all that. And making sure the turkey's all ready. So then... somebody goes, well, what's to eat today? Yeah. And you're going, oops. I don't have time to cook. I don't have time to cook today. So
let us help take the pressure off.
There you go.
Yeah, just give us a ring. Or
tell us about your location.
So we have our location closest to here is going to be Rimrock. It's going to be across from the shopping center. Across from Chick-fil-A, Red Robin.
Right.
We have our new Fruita location.
Yes.
And they're just doing awesome out there. You guys got to go see Joey. He's a new manager, but he's been with me for years. Mm-hmm. That's right across from the Dinosaur Museum in McDonald's.
That's easy to find.
It is very easy and convenient in and out. And we also have our 12th and Patterson location right by City Market.
Yes.
So if you forget something, place your order, go shopping, pick it up on your way home.
Look at you.
We can do this. And then the last location we have in the Valley is going to be the Clifton location. And that's once again near City Market, across from Walgreens. And that's just a bigger parking lot. So
you're a new marketing manager. You have quite a bit to do, don't you?
We keep her busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of transition between each store and just kind of see what the location needs.
Okay.
I talk to a lot of the high schools, make sure we can get on with some of the events they have for
winter
sports.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'm definitely big at Mesa just because I am a student.
Sure, perfect.
So my presence there kind of helps out. We do a lot with the Alumni Association at Mesa, a lot with sports at Mesa and the athletic program.
Of course.
So, yeah, just staying in contact with all those people. Also, I'm trying to get us into the Workforce Center, get our presence there, too.
Terrific.
So, yeah.
So look at that. Now, Cerise, why has Qdoba stuck with something? I mean, I know you do a lot of good works in the community, and why have you stuck with the Gingerbread Contest and Showcase so long? Because we've so appreciated you being there.
It's just what you guys believe in. Just, you know, if we never know what someone's going through, right?
Right.
And some holidays are hard for some.
They are.
Right? And we just never know. Right. And I think the biggest reason why, when you called me, there was no doubt I knew we would want to be a part of it, was just because you guys just take the pressure off for one day. Just forget about anything you have going on. And you're going to walk in and you're going to see smiles on the kids' faces.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're going to see adults having fun and laughing. We just, you know, we get to enjoy the day.
I thank you, because we've always tried to make this like our gift to the Valley, a holiday getaway, like you say, get away from it all and help families create memories without costing them an arm and a leg, because
exactly.
We don't charge to get involved. And of course, we have the great prizes and all that fun. And we also then have the 500 large gingerbread cookies and decorating kit that this year will be given out outside of the building by the gingerbread couple. But, you know, and someone said, well, how much are those kits going to cost? And I go, oh, nothing. Thanks to Community Hospital. Thanks to you folks who help support us. Thanks to everybody, because there are a lot of people that do that, and they don't want to see it go away. And the joy of those kids and like you say, the adults, and they come in and they, I mean, if you just come to the showcase, that's awesome. And then those who enter, they have so much fun looking and watching other people take a look at what they've created. It can be silly. It can be fun. It can be emotional sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a
definitely.
Story behind a lot of those where, you know, I used to get together with my dad and now he's gone. Yeah, I mean, just wonderful, wonderful memories there. And so it's imperative that we have people help support us on that. And you do. And you always bring some, well, you guys, real, you know, I didn't even have to tell Rio that in the break room is some of this wonderful queso and this mac and queso.
Yep,
you call it mac and queso?
Yeah.
And all of those wonderful dishes. I want to thank you guys so much for coming, and you can't take what's left in the break room.
No, you guys take that. Better come see us. And remember, our tortilla soup is back.
And tortilla soup, which I love.
It's back for a limited time.
Well, thank you. Maybe we'll have you back in the spring when we talk about graduations and all
of
those
course.
Parties and everything.
Yeah.
Let's do
I'm
that.
Sure we'll have more to bring then.
Knowing you guys, they'll have two or three new things since then.
Exactly.
Because you always bring something new. Qdoba is very innovative, and they listen to their employees and your ideas, I know.
We do. Actually, the tortilla soup came from an employee out in Denver.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, once again, thank you so much. And do some posting. Let everyone know that you are there backing
will.
That
yeah.
gingerbread.
We are on all social media platforms if you want to keep up.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Study hard.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep Adrian in check. Thank you, Dixie.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, Mark, we make sure that, you know, what goes in that break room doesn't leave with anybody but us and not them. So stick with us.
Done.
What are you doing?
Have you ever seen that video of the Marine taking apart his rifle and putting it back together again in like 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing that, except for with furnace heat exchangers and burners.
Because you wanted to go all superhero on it?
We pow. Actually, no. This is just how I teach our techs to do it.
They do that during a furnace tune-up?
If they need to.
When would they need to?
If they think they see a crack during an inspection, this is the best way to confirm.
Do most heating companies do that?
Heck no. If it looks like a crack, they just call it a crack and charge the customer for a full replacement.
Where we take it apart and really inspect it so we know for sure?
We pow!
I love that we do things like that.
That's why you're Honest Abby.
It's what our Western Slope customers deserve.
And why going superhero is what we do at
Western Power, One Hour
Heating and Air.
We pow!
The end of season sale is on now at Bobscat RVs. Hi, this is Mike and our mascot, Mia. Bobscat RVs has new 2021, 2022 models along with used RVs at fantastic prices. If you don't see what you want, we'll get it for you. We also have some storage spaces available. This year, give the gift of family time in the great outdoors. Happy holidays from Bobscat RVs on Highway 6 and 50, just west of the Pilot and Love.
Happy camping, happy campers, begin at Bobscat RVs.
If you're in business, reliable drug testing is a resource you can't afford to be without. This is Bobby with MCC Drug and Alcohol Screening. We can tailor a program to your needs, including pre-employment screening, post-accident testing, and ongoing testing, on-site or at our location. Visit our website at mccdrugandalcohol.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Decreasing clouds for Saturday, Grand Junction 54, Montrose 52. Mostly clear Saturday night, 28. Sunny on Sunday, 51, 54 on Monday.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We all need a helping hand from time to time. This statement is especially true for some young people in Mesa County. Hello, I'm Blake Ammon with the Partners Program. A little of your time as a mentor can mean a better lifetime to a child. All it takes is 3 hours a week. There are many children who could benefit from having an adult friend and positive role model in their lives. You can be that person by calling Partners at 245-5555. Change two lives. Be a mentor. Call Partners today.
The ultimate tool for information and conversation.
I love listening to you. You're awesome.
You guys have made me a fan.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
And I am back, and I must tell you, I am so looking forward to Thanksgiving, I have a story to tell you, a funny story. And I think Mark's going to get a kick out of this story. I heard about, turkeys might be in limited portion supplies, and I was like, we just have to have a turkey, you know. And I saw that turkeys were on sale last week at all of the supermarkets and at very good prices. And Fred and I don't know why, the turkeys that we like probably come across the street from another turkey farm that has another brand. But there's a certain brand that we like. We just like the way it bakes up and tastes. And I know it could be all mental, but... And so I said to him, well, no, I'm not really interested in those, but I think the one that we really like, I guess I could tell you, it's a honeysuckle, you know. And so he goes to the store and he goes, well, they have those for $1.49 a pound. I said, well, that's good for, and I said, okay, you better get it because they'll probably be gone. So he gets the turkey and, that was like 2 days before this past Wednesday's ad came out. And Mark, what should we see when we looked at the ads on Wednesday but that turkey for 47 cents a pound? And so Fred and I laughed at each other. It was like the big turkey caper. And we ended up paying like three times. I mean, still, you know, we got a good deal. But so that's my turkey story. And so far, it looks to me like everybody is getting their turkey if they want a turkey. And I know Mark's family are not into turkey. I would say you are probably part of the about 20% of Americans who really don't care for turkey. And they will be hamming it up, which is totally fine. You know, I have some Italian friends that love to have lasagna with and maybe turkey as well, but have to have a Italian dish. And I know enchiladas are part of many Thanksgiving celebrations. I can tell you one thing. Come Saturday after Thanksgiving, a turkey enchilada tastes pretty good. You can take some of that leftover turkey. But probably I'll talk more about leftover turkey next week. Now, a lot of you will be out there purchasing your turkey today if you haven't already. And you know, everybody goes, oh, you know, and the experts always say, allow a pound and a half per person to figure out the size of the turkey that you need. But we laugh at that, a pound to a pound and a half. Well, remember, there's bones on that turkey, and everybody loves turkey sandwiches and, oh gosh, turkey soup, and I could go on and on. And so we figured out where there's seven of us, and really, really that small a turkey. So we're going to have a 22-pound turkey, but that's because I have our daughter. Well, Julie, you know Julie. Mark, she's been on the show. Julie and her husband down from the mountains, Amanda, our granddaughter, and Garrett, the guy in her life, will be here. And they all will want to take turkey home with them. Absolutely. And so I'm going to make sure there's a lot of turkey and cranberries, of course. I mean, and you know, I just got to thinking, and I'm going to talk about cranberries real quick, but I want to, we always blame the turkey for making us tired later in the day on Thanksgiving. Oh, I ate so much turkey. That's the tryptophan in the turkey. It's really the carbohydrate loaded meal that you have because you don't get enough of that tryptophan really that would put you asleep. It's all of those foods. And let's face it, Thanksgiving is really a carbo-loading day. When you think about it, Julie called me this morning about 6 o'clock. She was out walking the dog. And she said, Mom, we need to talk about Wednesday because they're coming down early on Wednesday and we'll be, you know, preparing stuff all day long, getting ready for Thursday. And so we start going over the menu, and well, turkey, that's protein. Yes, very good. Then mashed potatoes, and then she's going to fix her special sweet potato dish with apples on top. Really good, really good. And so there's two kinds of potatoes to go with that turkey. There's gravy, which Fred has the turkey because of the gravy that it makes. And Julie will be doing the stuffing. So now we have stuffing, sweet potatoes, white potatoes. Not forgetting, of course, we do have protein. And then we talked about, well, we're going to have for dessert, Amanda's bringing a mystery dessert, which Julie says we'll be blown away by, but we'll also be throwing a pumpkin pie. So I said to her, you know, we need something green for Thursday. And she said, how about those green beans you fixed, sautéed, fresh green beans sautéed with a little olive oil and garlic. And if you want, you can throw a few dried cranberries in there, which makes it look very festive. But you know, a lot of times we would make a couple of salads and we would make a relish platter. And you were putting a lot of that back in the refrigerator, almost untouched on Thanksgiving. So I don't know about you, but so that's going to be our meal. But we're anxious to see what Amanda brings. But I have done a Brussels sprouts dish, which I think I'll probably do for Christmas, but that was great. And you just slice the Brussels sprouts real thin, and you can do the same thing, saute them with a little garlic and a little olive oil, and you can throw in some toasted pecans if you like, anything like that. And it's a very attractive, and yeah, it does look nice to have something green on the table. Now, if getting back to the turkey, so I know we got our turkey frozen, and frozen turkeys take the majority of the sale of turkeys for our Thanksgiving. There's a guide on thawing it. Have you ever forgot to take the turkey out of the freezer in time and ended up trying to, and you can thaw it in cold water, and you have to change the water over and over, and it has to be totally submerged. But otherwise, we have a 22-pound turkey. I'm taking that out of the freezer tomorrow. It says for every 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. So figure that one out. We have a 22-pound turkey. And so I'm thinking I'm taking out tomorrow, and then I can take care of it on Wednesday. But even then, sometimes your hands are freezing when you're trying to handle that turkey. But there you go there. And, you know, there was that thing for preparing turkeys and cooking them at a low, low temperature, baking them or roasting them at about 290 degrees or less. And that is not recommended, any of those low temperature ones, because it takes, first of all, the oven so long to heat up even to those degrees, and the bacteria has started. And who wants to have guests and family sick from what they had for Thanksgiving? So, and what is the, now, the USDA says, and this happened a few years ago, and we always discuss this on this Saturday before Thanksgiving, that 165 degrees internal temperature of a turkey is safe. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily palatable. I don't know about you, but I don't like chewy turkey that's got that lot of pink in it. And the recommendation by, there's that famous hotline, turkey hotline, that you can call, and some of those, and they will recommend, 175 to 180 with the thermometer inserted in, like, the leg meat, thigh meat. And here's, and so that's kind of how, 180 in the breast, also, but so I know you probably have your method. Some people like to set the oven up to 400 some degrees for the first hour and then turn it down to 325 and roast the turkey. Some roast the turkey at 325 and then they've kind of tented, not tightly secured the whole turkey in foil, but a tent of foil, and then take that off and turn it up real high to get that nice brown look that we all want on our turkey. Mark says it's time for us to take a break pretty soon, but I have found that the 325, I really like that, and I do. I put just a tent of the foil. It's actually a strip bent in half because I don't want it to steam. I'm not steaming the turkey. And then I keep checking it, and as we get close, like to an hour out, and the reason why turkey, people will say turkey seems to cook faster now today, part of that is that the turkeys have been, they now have more white meat, probably about 70% white meat to 30% dark meat, and the breast meat does cook faster. It does, but it's interesting how that works. But and then there's people who like to deep fry the turkey, and it does really collect the fat. Oh, he's telling me, let's take a break. So more when we get back. Don't go away.
The exact replacement parts are better than just any old parts. That's why Toyota Service Center technicians use genuine Toyota parts, because they're designed to fit the exact specifications of your vehicle. Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Visit Toyota.com or head to your nearest dealer and drive home in your new Toyota today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This is Kevin Lamar for Western Slope Toyota, a mile and a half west of Mesa Mall. Shop us online at westernslopeauto.com.
Does your hand tremble when you hold a cup of coffee? If so, you may have a movement disorder like Parkinson's disease or Huntington's disease. The University of Colorado has neurologists available to conduct virtual telehealth appointments for Medicaid patients who live in rural Colorado. Research has shown that specialty care can improve quality of life. You and your loved ones deserve this specialty care. Call 303-724-0443 to learn more or make an appointment. That's 303-724-0443.
Hi, I'm Larry Rath with Snyder Grand Valley Memorials. Have you ever considered purchasing your headstone or marker ahead of time? Planning ahead of time will ensure that you get the memorial you want. It will eliminate some of the stresses during such a difficult time for your loved ones and will save money as the price of granite and marble continues to rise. Feel free to give us a call at 242-2020. Make sure to ask about our interest-free in-house financing as well as all of our domestic marble and granite options. Thank you and God bless.
Did you know that drowsy driving results in more automobile accidents than drunk driving? Have you found yourself losing track of your drive to and from work? Are you living in a fog? Now is the time to wake up. At Hudson Family Dental, we understand sleep, and we can help you get back to getting the most out of your nights. Call us at Hudson Family Dental, 970-242-5151.
Hudson Family Dental, always making you smile.
Personal touches are important. That's what gives a room its character. Hi, this is Yvette at Home & House Furniture, and we're proud to feature distinctive and customizable artwork from Left Bank Art, along with outstanding works by local artists. We also have a variety of one-of-a-kind accessory pieces to complement your style and provide a conversation starter to any room. Come see us at Home & House Furniture, 2494 Highway 6 and 50 in Grand Junction.
My father was an electrical engineer. He decided to wire that house. I cannot even describe how much stuff he added. Thousands of feet of wires, connections, and they were all done improperly. I knew it would not sell. I started calling electricians. All of them gave up. When I said, well, who should I call? They referred me to Bemis. They were willing to tackle something that nobody else wanted to get involved with. They did a fantastic job. I really owe them my thanks.
Bemis Electric, bringing your home and workplace to life. Visit BemisElectric.com.
They're attacking the fundamental laws in this country.
Mark Levin.
They are taking steps to destroy our culture.
Weekday afternoons at 4, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
We've been talking turkey, right? Because it's coming up, and about our favorite way to prepare them. My son-in-law also does the smoked turkey. And in fact, we got a smaller turkey that Fred is not going to put on the smoker for Thanksgiving, but we want to smoke that and cut it up and put it in the freezer because it makes great soups over the winter and hot dishes and tacos and that kind of thing. So we're going to do that. But there have been Thanksgivings that we have had a smoked turkey and a roasted turkey because... And one year, my one son-in-law did one on the grill, and the other one smoked one. But you know what we all missed? We missed that aroma in the house of the turkey roasting. And so it was decided from then on, we would always have the roasted turkey. And if someone wanted to smoke a turkey or fix a fried turkey, they could. But we were definitely going to have that roasted turkey with that aroma. Isn't it wonderful? And now if you're one or two people and you don't want to cook a dinner, I mean, there are many places now you can pick up a whole Thanksgiving dinner and you can heat it up in your oven. And so you'll still have that great aroma. I mentioned cranberries a little bit ago. How could I not? I should have been talking cranberries, for days. You all know how I love cranberries. And I cook them pretty much. According to the package, except I cut down on the amount of sugar, and sometimes I put a blend of Splenda and sugar. And, cranberries themselves are extremely low in calories, and have a lot of health benefits, and a lot of good things are said about cranberries, that they may help you reduce this problem, and it goes on. And I know a lot of people, and they say that cranberries is one of the few fruits that is native to this country. And American Indians would take and they would make, they called it pemmican, and it was meat and probably cured the way they would do it. And cranberries, they'd mash them and they cooked them together. And it almost sounded to me like a health bar or an energy bar. Let's say energy bar, something they could take with them when they were hunting. And and they introduced cranberries, of course, to the pilgrims. And everybody loves cranberries if they're sweetened, right? And when they bounce, that's because they have little air pockets in them, and that's what makes them bounce. And a bouncing cranberry means you have a fresh cranberry. And they really are not, they're grown in bogs, not, everybody thinks they're grown like in a pond. And a lot of times, though, they flood those for easy harvesting of the cranberries, in which the season is, I guess that's why October is National Cranberry Month, because of the harvesting. But they're easy to freeze too, you guys. And I have bought 6 packages. No, I'm not going to cook all of them for Thanksgiving. I will cook 4 of them. And there's a reason why the instructions say to the minute, you know, once they're popped, take them off the fire. Because if you let them cook for a long time, they can tend to actually have a bittersweet taste. And you don't want that. And they cook up so easy. And that's our favorite way. And then I have made a relish with cranberries as well. Just fresh cranberries. And do them up in the food processor with a jalapeno. And you could do it with a jalapeno. But then for anything else you're going to add to it, you add the sugar, you wait and add the sugar after you break up the cranberries, and some lime juice and a little cumin if you like. And that jalapeno and fresh cranberries makes for a really super delicious sugar. Did I say sugar? If I didn't, sugar. Yeah, I did. Sugar goes in after it's chopped up because you don't want it to be mushy. And it's really very good and super delicious on turkey sandwiches and that type of thing. Another thing with cranberries is you can mix cranberry sauce, preferably homemade, and with some creme fraiche or some cream cheese, and add some finely chopped pecans, almonds, or even pine nuts. And then, you know how the old ants on a log that girls learned in their scout days, where you fill celery with peanut butter? Well, you take those cranberries, nuts, and cream cheese and add a little sweetener, you know, a little sugar if you want, or a little honey if you feel it's not sweet enough. And you can stuff celery with it, or just make a spread that people can use. But it is also very good. And if you buy a lot of baskets of cranberries like I do, really, I just, if I end up with extra, which I like to have in the spring or in June, which is Turkey Lovers Month, I know, unusual, right? And I like that served with cranberries. And so we had just pull a bag out of the freezer and cook them up real quick. So many things you can do with cranberries, and definitely a mainstay to go with that turkey. It complements that turkey, and also cranberry juice. And back in the American Indians felt that cranberries were very medicinal and helped with a lot of health concerns and problems. And, you know, a lot of doctors are saying they probably were right, especially for, like, urinary infections. And to this day, people will say, I got my cranberry juice. I always have my cranberry juice. But, of course, like we say, now remember, cranberries are very low in calories until we do something to them. So, but I kind of like them sharp and tangy, so I'm very careful about how much sugar I add to them. And I'll be making that on Wednesday, and then we'll have a big bowl, which Julie said many years ago, Mom, I think when you take a spoonful of cranberries out of the bowl, something happens and it fills up from the bottom and you have another full bowl. Don't we all have our wonderful Thanksgiving stories to tell and about things that didn't go right and electricity goes out or the turkey didn't thaw and, oh, we could all go on, but those are all parts of what Thanksgiving, it makes it fun. And let's remember why we have Thanksgiving, right? And do something with your family. And whatever you have, I'm sure it will be delicious. And we'll be with you next Saturday.